Hey everyone, welcome to Crystal Clear, and we're coming to you live from the free state of Florida. Today we're going to have a discussion with a super talented actress, casting director, and producer, Susana Velasquez. But first, we're going to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life, Liberty, and Coffee, Liberty Beans Coffee Company. At Liberty Beans Coffee Company, there's an old proverb that we like to live by. It says, never underestimate the importance of being properly caffeinated. Here at Liberty Beans Coffee Company, not only do we believe in freedom and the American way, Jim and Diane invite you to check out their family-owned unlimited selection of delicious and delectable coffee beans that are crafted right here in the good old U.S. of A. Not only is this the richest, most genuine cup of coffee, perhaps after you drink it, you will check out their website at www.libertybeans.com and join by partnering up with Jim and Diane to help you with either you or your favorite group's personally created fundraiser. Liberty Beans Coffee Company. Life, liberty, and coffee. Just drink it all in.
Hi, Mama with a Mocktail from enjoymocktails.com here. I'm getting ready for a pool day to cool off from this heat wave. A day by the pool used to include a strong margarita and a nap. But now I'm living, loving, and enjoying a non-alcoholic life. At Enjoy Mocktails, we have the world's largest selection of non-alcoholic spirits, mocktails, and liqueurs with over 30 different options to choose from. Each one tastes like alcohol, minus the hangover. My favorites are our zero-proof coconut rum, non-alcoholic Cadillac margarita, and single malt whiskey. With the variety in our collection, I am positive that you too will find some favorites.
Mom!
Time to mom by the pool. Get wise and drink the non-alcoholic way at enjoymocktails.com. Enjoy 10% off your order when you use the promo code CRYSTAL at checkout.
Peaceful Pond Place, making life a little sweeter. Simply go to pppsweets.com and enter in to our world of the sweetest of sweets and the finest of chocolates. Can't make up your mind? Give us a call at 360-584-0548. That's 360-584-0548. Chase Herbert's here for Crystal Diane Stevens' Crystal Clear Show. Being a Hollywood screenwriter, Crystal Diane has brought her show listeners a juggernaut deal from the man himself, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history. Queen-size MyPillow regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented field adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com to get queen size MyPillow for only $19.98. Or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code CRYSTAL, CRYSTAL. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillows products, such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillows.com or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code CRYSTAL, that's CRYSTAL, of Mike's special offer on his MyPillows. Thank you, Crystal, and thank you for listening to The Crystal Clear Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. New York time, right here on WWPR 1490 AM and our global listen live link available on all of your internet devices.
everyone. We're back. So, Susanna, born in Kansas City, has 21 acting credits, including appearing on The Young and the Restless, Gilmore Girls, General Hospital, and The Shield. Susanna has also worked extensively behind the scenes as both producer and casting director. So, Susanna, why don't you say hello to everyone?
Hello. And, I'm not from Virginia, actually.
Yeah, it's hello. You were born in Kansas City, but now you're, I'm glad you said where you are now. That's great.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah. So basically, you know, Susanna and I have a lot to cover and, you know, having done this many years, I'm sure that she's got a lot to share with everyone in terms of do's, don'ts, you know, what works for her and how she's managed to survive in an industry for a very long time. Because when it comes to being an artist, it's not a job, it's a calling. And I think that she could probably tell you the same thing any day of the week. So tell me about your latest project. I guess that's a great place to start, Susanna. What's happening there?
Oh, wow. Okay, the latest. Well, I guess really a couple of things. First of all, I am currently having development. It's a music biopic, Rock and Roll Preacher. Yes. And it's based
on... I remember that one. Okay.
Yes, it's based on the life of Chuck Gerrard of Love Song, who was really, one of the popular back in the Jesus movement. And, so it's his life story and it's based on his book, called Rock and Roll Preacher that's currently out.
And the book is on Amazon from what I said. I do recall. Yes, it is.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. And so, the script is completed. It's been completed for actually a while. My now late husband, Peter Dayton, he's the one that wrote it with Chuck. And so, that is currently being read right now by a, distributor and a couple of producers.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, these things take time, but it's great that, I think now would be a good time to try and hopefully, push this forward a little, you know, another step. And because it just the whole thing with like Jesus Revolution coming out, other films that are currently been really big, you know, at the box office right now.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, but go on.
Yeah. And I was just going to say that, Chuck Gerrard, and Love Song, his group, they are actually, depicted briefly in a, three scenes in Jesus Revolution. So, and he, and, there's also a documentary coming out in September. So that's the current thing that's happening, with that project.
All right. Great. Now for a second here, I'd like for us to just go on to this other little topic related to what you were just talking about, because I think that what this film that Angel Studios just put out there with Jim Caviezel, The Sound of Freedom, wow, is that going to change things for people in the center and on the right in terms of filmmaking? What do you think?
Oh, yes.
Isn't it amazing? Finally, God bless
Yes, it's incredible. I say it's just such a God thing, just how that project all came about. And thank God for Angel Studios to acquire that, you know, the film and helping to get it out there in the theaters. And, you know, it, of course, it was hundreds of people that, including myself, who actually invested in the prints and ads and trying to get it out there, because I mean, myself, I really believe in what this film, it is a very important issue about the child sex trafficking and just how it really sheds a light in what's going on and globally and this horrific thing that needs to be stopped. And it's just so evil. So, it's timely. It's the times now. And I think it's divine providence because this, it's supposed to be released like 5 years ago and didn't happen for reasons. So now, so that this is now out is just incredible and doing so well in just 3 weeks.
Yeah. No, the box office numbers are off the charts, through the roof, and I can't stop applauding them. They're my heroes. They've done something really amazing here. And it's about time. You know, I think that on my own projects, I've seen so many doors close and an attitude and a cold shoulder because I'm not preaching, you know, a communist agenda or I don't fit into what they want in Hollywood. And for the longest time, I think artists have been shut out and haven't had a home, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been very challenging for all of us. And yes. If you'd like to speak to, you know, being a Christian person working in Hollywood, you know, what has it been like for Suzanne?
Well, I've been working in the entertainment industry in different areas mentioned for many years. I mean, my first half of my career was in musical theater, so stage, and I just loved, you know, performing. I knew what I wanted to do since I was 3 years old.
Great. That's so cute. Go on.
It's in the blood. It's you know, the musical family.
Yes, because I knew, like, 9 or 10 years old. Like, I was watching Wuthering Heights and getting mad when the adults like, this movie is too heavy. I'm sorry.
And so when I started, you know, more in the acting, like for film and TV, you know, I went into commercials, and I was based in Florida. And there was a couple of times where I turned roles down because of just what they were, you know, like whether it was nudity. Also using, you know, Christ's name in vain, you know, just how using it in a, you know, in a bad way. And it's like, I can't say that. I mean, I just can't. And it was interesting the reactions I got from this particular, director and producer. And, they said, why can't you want to read the script? Cause I didn't know really. Until I was at the audition, it was a short film. And I really didn't know what it was like until I got there. So when I was reading, there's no way I can audition for this, you know? And so I told them, and they said, well, why can't you? I said, because the way, you know, the profanity and just the way, I mean, how the Lord's name is used. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, what are you, a Christian or something? I go, yeah.
That's a bad thing. How dare you, sister? Go on.
And then he said, well, I mean, it's so funny. They said, well, we're finding a lot of those around here. I just thought that was funny.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah. Oh my gosh. Anyway, and it's funny because my friend was after me, another actress friend did. She was going to be auditioning. I go, well, you know, it's going to be the same thing with her. I was just thinking.
My goodness.
Anyway, yeah, but I've had to deal with, you know, stuff like that. And then when I moved to California, and I was working in the industry. I think the one thing that was a blessing about California, I mean, yes, it is hard in working in Hollywood sometimes. It just depends on the projects. But the thing that is great is that I got connected into a support system right away.
Oh, and that's very important. That's a blessing. That is a blessing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, with different, with the church, but also different, entertainment, some ministries that are geared towards the entertainment industry. So meeting other like-minded, actors, producers, directors, you know, and just having that fellowship, and it's a great way of meeting and networking too. And just having, you know, that fellowship is really important. To be able to grow in my faith and just, you know, in standing firm in my convictions.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I have another question because I think actors always have strong opinions about this, but what are your feelings when you're working with a director, and how reliant and dependent are you upon that person to elicit your performance? Like, what is that like, that whole experience? I'd love to hear you share anything about stuff like that.
Well, I think it's important, you know, to build a good rapport with the director, of course, but I like, getting definitely, a feedback, direction. I mean, it's great trying different things. I know some actors really, you know, don't, sometimes they said, no, you know, let me just try it this way first or whatever. But he's like, I really want the director. Okay. I just listen to how he wants it. I mean, after I've done the study and everything, the character study, and get on set, rehearse, do it. I just really want to listen to what the director has to say, go with his vision. Mm-hmm. And then from there, after the first take, you know, if, they said, you know, there's been a time they said, that's exactly what I wanted. That's it. You know, and it's like, well, one take.
Yeah. Wow. That's
safety. I know that's
fantastic.
That's great. I love when it happens. But then there's times when, you know, we do it. It's like, oh, you know what? Why don't you try it this way? Or, I mean, I really, you know, I really invite, you know, just whatever, just
you stay open to the process. Exactly.
Open. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, just do it, a different way or just in honing it, you know, better. So
I think, you know, it's so important. There's something that we never can predict. And I think this is one of the reasons why people, you know, kind of form a team and they stay together, because you never know what the interaction is going to be like between a few artists when they're collaborating. I've had wonderful experiences, and then I've had really not so wonderful experience. So I think that, you know, is kind of a good reason for why you see, you know, many people working over and over again with the same people, you know?
Yes. Yeah. You know, what's interesting is that sometimes it can be a challenge, working with a director that's from another country.
Yes.
Because their terminology may be different. You know,
yeah, that would bring a new set of challenges. I can't say that I really experienced that. Well, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why. Wait, did he say action or what did he just say? You know, whatever. Or sometimes they don't say it. I go, am I supposed to go? It was like, I'm kind of like, when that happened, I'm like, what? You know, it was no cut and dry, like, you know, ready and action. And it's like, it's good that was weird. It's like, mm-hmm. you have no direction. Oh, that's really bad when you don't.
Exactly.
It happens.
Well, now I'm going to ask you another question. Speaking, of course, you know, you as an actress, what about a script or a role attracts you? What about, like, when you pick up a script, you know, give me a bad example. Like, what was like, I could never do this. Yeah, we'll start there first. Yeah.
A bad example. Oh, my God. Well, let me just tell you that. I mean, I think it's easier for me to just share that the kind of roles I'm drawn to personally. I mean, that, and I think if people see me as more too, are either, moms or like, professionals, like I like doctors, lawyers,
yes.
Congress people. I have played those roles and I kind of know what I'm good at or what, cause of my look. And yeah, those types of roles. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily, you know, I never get submitted for, you know, homeless, you know, necessarily, drug addicts, things like
right.
that, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, so they're like kind of like putting you like darker in it or edgier roles. Like, nah, she doesn't fit.
Right. Yeah. I don't usually do that. But so usually like more of the professional roles, and then you have therapists, nursing, nurses, teachers. Those are the kind of roles that usually I get submitted for.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I did want to ask is, of course, you know, you having experience in California, I'm sure you know a lot of people out there and have, you know, existing friendships. So what's the word about all the strikes going on? Yeah. Well, how do you feel about all that stuff?
Oh, with the strike going on right now?
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Big time.
Yes. Yeah. And, it's really wild that, you know, this is the first time that both the guild.
They say it's been 60 years since this has happened. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's longer than I have lived.
Yes. And now Reagan, at that time was president of SAG.
Crazy.
Ronald Reagan. Yeah. And so, hopefully it's not going to go on long, but who knows, unless, you know, the studios, the producers come to the table and actually address and real, you know, the things important. I think the one that's most concerning is the AI situation. So, it's just crazy that, not for them to just think it's okay to scan, you know, a background actor's face and just use it for as many times, you know, your image. So that's insane.
But to me, it's so offensive the way that they are trying to diminish the artist, and how would movies exist without us?
Mm-hmm.
How? And they, they wouldn't be able to, you know, I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, just watching TV and I'm in bed and I come across this old film that was done with Dean Cain, okay, and he was playing Scott Peterson in the Lacey Peterson story. Do you remember that? About Lacey Peterson? And, and so as I'm watching the film, somewhere along the way, it was just like so insane because I know that I'm looking at Dean Cain, and yet, at the same time, you could not convince me that I was looking at Scott Peterson. He was that good, Susanna. And I'm sitting there amazed. He looks like him. He sounds like him. I'm just like, it was mind-blowing, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I would like to ask some of these executives is, you know, can you do that?
Yeah.
Right. Can you get in front of the I don't think you can. It just, you know, it's so wrong.
Right. Yes. Well, hopefully, you know, that this, it will get resolved, these issues.
I hope so.
Yeah. And so we can get back to work.
My feeling is it's going to go on for a long time.
Some people say it's going to take, you know, they're not surprised if it's not resolved in a couple of months. So.
No, because I heard them say, even when it comes to the writers, before the actors went on strike, that they're basically willing to starve them out. You know, we're not going to even go back to the table to talk until they start losing their houses.
Oh, wow.
So sweet of you.
Right.
Christ almighty, what are we dealing with? Terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's, you know, this is really the time actually for independent filmmakers to.
I hope so.
Yes, because I've heard even some well-known actors, it's like, well, you know what, we're just going to go independent, you know, and just do our own thing, you know, and, you know, that's what might have to happen. So now what's great is that, there are some interim agreements that have been approved. Like, you know, The Chosen was able to finish their 2 weeks of, filming season four. Mm-hmm. And, because all the scripts were written, everything was done. They just had two more weeks. So, you know, SAG approved that and some other projects too, you know, because they were already, they're almost, you know, finished or all the scripts are written. So, so that's a good thing. So we'll see what's going to happen with, just more independent stuff's going to be happening. And of course it doesn't affect other types of contracts. It's just the film and the, theatrical film contract.
Yeah. So, okay, the next thing that I'd love to talk to you about would be, your producing work. And what have you found to be, I guess, what was your most challenging project? What was the one that gave you the biggest hassle or heartache?
I've been producing just in like within the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more of a, you know, a couple of short films and then Past Shadows, a feature film, which was the last film project feature that I did with my husband, Peter.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Yes. And so it's interesting how that just happened. I was put in this position because, you know, this is a low budget film and the executive producers, they had asked Peter, you know, to direct. And then, there was a role for me too, Dr. Hernandez. I go, this is great. Mm-hmm. So then it's, how this came about as far as producing, it's like, okay, so who's actually producing? I mean, do you have a line producer? Do you have, you know, and so they didn't. And it's like, okay, this is going to be hard to really do if you don't have somebody to do that. So I thought, okay, I guess I'll do it.
Well, that's how it happens for most of us. I mean, first film I did, I was just there to be a script doctor, and suddenly before I knew it, I was like shoved into, okay, you're one of the producers, get out there. Yeah.
Yes. It's so, you know, it was funny because I think the best way to learn is when you're just, you know, it's one thing, you know, you observing, it's great. I observe, I worked with another producer and all that, but when you're actually thrown in and just to do it, and that's the best way in learning.
It is. It really, really is, because you have no choice. You have to do your best, you know, and you just have to meet whatever challenges are coming up against you and deal with it to get the film done and do what you have to do.
Yeah. What's challenging about when I was working on Past Shadows, which by the way, it's currently on Amazon and Tubi. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, Amazon Prime. So, what's challenging is that wearing multiple hats because, you know, being a low budget film. Yeah. I had an acting role. Mine was just going to be a one day shoot. All my scenes in one day. So that's good. But, being a line producer and then helping out with, you know, crafty, it's like, man, I'm
wow. Yeah.
You know, it's so, you know, just being able to, well, the thing is that was good is that they already had the budget set. So my husband helped with that. And so I just needed to, help hire, you know, the crew and coming back and doing the contracts. Having them sign the deal memos, all that. And then just each day making sure that, I mean, we didn't have really a coordinator, so I was doing that too, you know.
My goodness.
And so I had to make sure that all the cast and crew knew which location they're going to each night, you know, would send out the emails and all that. So, it was like, wow. And so but I'm glad that I have good organizational skills.
Well, I think most women are better at it because we can multitask better than men can. And that's not, you know, me being biased. That's a fact that scientists have, you know, demonstrated. So, we can, you know, juggle a lot of things and all the moving parts. Like, we're good at keeping track of all that stuff. So that's a talent, I think, that women tend to have in a higher degree than some of the guys I've met.
Yes. And you know, what's also helpful is that with this project is that because I am an actor and I'm familiar with the set contracts, I was able to, you know, help with that and, you know, making sure that everything was done in the proper way. So that was, you know, and an asset as well to be able, you know, for this production. And so it was, I learned a lot, and it's like, wow, it's what an accomplishment, because even having to go through, you know, overcome some obstacles and I mean, Corbin Burnson, I mean, you know, because he's in the film, and to actually, for him to say, yeah, I'll do this and have to do his scenes in one day. And he came down from New York and, he was a trooper, man, because he had, if I can remember correctly, he had some issue with transportation. Something happened and he ended up having to take the train. I don't know, something with the flights. I can't remember exactly, but he had to take the train down and then, he was picked up, but he was delayed a little bit, but he was willing to like, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. It was great. That was a great day, you know, working with him.
Hey, though, I think that, you know, look, all of us play our part and do our share when it comes to movie, fine. But really and truly, I think the people who are the most dedicated and have the most difficult time and who are the most committed are actors. I mean, we all are in our own way, don't get me wrong. But I really think that they're the ones who have the hardest time.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot of sacrifice that you guys put up with.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of hardship. Yes.
Oh, because you have those. It's up and down. You know, it's feast or famine.
Yes.
You
know? Yeah.
It really is. I've had some great years, and then I've had some lean years. And
yes,
it's great when doing the commercial work is making residuals. Yes. And that was back, you know, when like back in the 90s. That was a really great era of for mm-hmm. commercial work and for residuals and all that. And so, and this is why it's important that you have to keep, because how the industry is been changing so quickly in mm-hmm. media and digital and all that. That's why it's so important to, you know, get these, the contracts to keep up with those. Mm-hmm. They're changing. That's why it's so important, like with these negotiations and all that. So, mm-hmm. but as far as, the whole thing with feast and famine, this is why I say that it's good to be a multi-hyphenate because, you know, as I mentioned, I was a musical theater performer, singer, dancer for many years.
That's
amazing. It's so like for, I don't know, 30 years. So mm-hmm. Worked at various theme parks and,
trips
and yes. And so, that was a lot of fun and did some, tours. And then when I went, got into, I was able to, when I got into doing commercial and modeling and mm-hmm. you know, industrials, you know, more on camera stuff. And then that was another avenue and I really, really enjoyed it. So this is how I was able to continue to work because I kept, mm-hmm. you know, going into the different, facets of the industry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so when I moved to California, you know, I think it's important to actually have a savings. I had to sell my house in Florida.
Wow.
And that was such a God thing, just how all that happened. And mm-hmm. so I found a great place in Burbank and an apartment there. But you definitely need to have a savings. That's mm-hmm. my house because it can drain fast, you know, in California.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That's the thing is that I think that's, you're hitting on something, what I was getting at is that we don't have a support system or anything to fall back on. When you do this work, you are on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah. I think, yeah, like other people, when they go to work, they're going to have security of a paycheck every week or every 2 weeks. And maybe they're also going to have, you know, medical benefits or retirement. We get none of this. None of it.
Right, unless that's why it's important with the union, with Screen Actors Guild, having a pension. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. 10 years vested, so that's helpful, you know, because we are having a pension, so I'll have something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely need to have something separate as well, you know, in mm-hmm. investing and, you know, just IRAs and things like that. So that is important. And then having health insurance, that's another thing with our union. That's very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Once I moved to California, it's different than living in Florida. I was a big fish in a small pond in Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm a small fish in a large pond in California. So.
Right.
But I was able to start working right away because I was already, you know, member SAG and, you know, I just started with background work, you know, getting involved, registering with the different background, agencies and I got an agent right away. So I was auditioning for principal roles, you know, for commercials and print work. So, I'm doing background work was great and stand in work too, because mm-hmm. You know, being a regular background person or a stand-in, a full-time stand-in on a show,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
at least I'm working on set, you know, and it's a great way. I'm just, I love working on set, you know, because I'm watching what everyone does, and that's a great way to learn everything.
Of course it is. Sure.
Wow, I love it, you know, and just, you know, and then, of course, doing that helps in going towards, having a steady paycheck and then going towards the health and pension as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to continue work because I did a lot of different things like that, and then throughout it would book some, you know, co-star roles, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I you know, after there was a period where was kind of a dry period.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what should I be doing now? And then opportunity actually came to work with the casting director and just being a coordinator. So I'm learning more about casting from her and mm-hmm. worked, I actually coordinated auditions for the 168 Film Festival. So that's been a long time. So I would actually help other producers find that were competing in the film festival, in the speed filmmaking competition I would help them find their actors. And that's something I really enjoy because I'm the kind of person, I love to find actors who, help connect people. I'm a connector. So I see someone very talented and I really love.
And I think that that's a very unique and it's a very instinctive talent when it comes to picking out the cast. I think that it's impressive because so often they so get it right, And I'm going to make an example. Look at seasons 1 and 2 of The Crown. Claire Foy, Matt Smith. I mean, it was just excellent. But then in subsequent seasons, I didn't like their picks and that reduced my hold. It didn't hold me as much. Like I didn't care to stay emotionally invested in the show because I really wasn't invested in the cast. So that's a big, big responsibility.
Oh yes, it is. I liked working with a couple of casting directors to see how they do this. But, ultimately, as, casting directors will tell you that it's really, up to the director and the producer. They have the last say. So, the casting director can just I did work as a casting director on some short films for the 168 Film Project. Mm-hmm. It's really, just narrowing it down to the best top five of that.
If you stop for a minute and break down the whole process of what happens before a film gets made. And if you think about it, you're starting off with a person, say it's me, I'm a writer, and I sat down and I wrote something. Mm-hmm. Well, then of course the director is going to come in and change my script, but I took what was inside my head and I did my best to really get it on the page. And then someone else is going to come along and then kind of build on that vision, and then someone like the actor is going to come along, and then he's going to add his 2 cents to it, then the casting director is going to do it, and then the editor is going to do it. And how does it kind of still stay in one piece by the time it's actually on the screen? I mean, it really is incredible if you stop and really think about it.
It is, and what it's interesting too, because in editing, a story in a film can be going at a certain way, and if something's not working, something's not missing. Like that's happened with Past Shadows, that a couple of scenes had to be added. Mm-hmm. And then it's interesting how you're able to edit a different way, even start the film a different way. And then it kind of changes this, interesting how it changes the dynamic, of how it starts or even, in certain scenes, how you can just move stuff around and then tell it.
That's what I'm saying. The process is amazing, the way that it evolves, and yet it stays on track. It's just like, wow.
Yeah. It is incredible, yes. Mm-hmm. But it's all about, that's what I love about, being a part of a creative process.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So now you talked a lot when you were mentioning all these other projects and things. You talked about learning. And I think what's really important for all of us is the people we meet along the way. Sometimes we get very, very lucky and we meet people who are going to teach us, the real world version of this is what you need to know in order to last or survive or succeed. So do you have any of those experiences off the top of your head? Like what is some of the best advice you were ever given?
Oh gosh, the best advice.
Or the best advice you gave anyone else.
Well, that's good. Well, there's some advice that someone had said just in anything in general, whether you're an actor or as a producer or someone who's writing or whatever, if someone asks you, to do, you know, can you do this such and such? And mm-hmm. if, even if you don't know for sure, go ahead and say yes. And, you know, it's like, yes, I can do it. Just, yes. You'll figure out a way. It's like, yes, because you want to get it, you know, get it done. And it's just, yeah, just dive in and do it. It's just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really kind of what I've done, because even when I wasn't sure about something, it's like, yeah, I would. Okay, I'll tell you this. Currently, too, besides, because right now I do have a full time position as assistant producer
wow.
CBN Animation, and
you are a busy lady.
And so this has been great. It's a different genre. It's animation. I love animation. Like watching. Wow. But I've never worked in animation.
Yeah, I've never been anywhere near it. Yeah.
Yeah, but what's interesting, when I was, you know, I was really honest when I, during the interview, when they asked, so, you know, you have all this experience and everything else, but, you know, why do you want to work, you know, in animation, you know, in CBN Animation, you know, they did Superbook and all that. So it's just wonderful, wonderful company. And so anyway, it's like, because I just said, because I need a job.
Yeah.
And I love exactly. it. And I can learn whatever. But my thing, it's more, you know, dealing with contracts. I love meeting artists and work. And it's like, wow. And even though, you know, I work mainly with the contracts and job orders, administrative, you know, stuff of development. Basically, we're in development right now. And it's, but I just am in awe of these artists, and there's learning all this terminology that they use.
I've never learned. That's crazy.
It's just another avenue of learning. So that's just another thing that, you know, you never know how whatever job or situation or project you're currently in. And even if this person thinks it's kind of like over their head a little bit, you learn, and you never know how that's going to be helpful with down the road. Mm-hmm. So that's my advice, I guess. Don't ever be afraid of learning something new. Always learning. And I have been learning more about how animation is developed. I'm like, I'm in awe of watching this. It really is. So
Well, I want to take a few minutes here to talk about, you know, on that same subject, most helpful advice, you know, because I've been wanting to find a way to do this, and I think this is a great opportunity. You know, when I had first started out early on, I had this crime thriller script, and this guy from The Sopranos, Federico Castelluccio, he played Furio. Mm-hmm. So I was very lost as to who would be a perfect lead for this script. Like, there was no one I could think of. And then he said, I got a friend, you know, and I'm going to send you his link for his reel. Mm-hmm. He sent me the link to the reel, and the guy's name is Peter Green, an actor who had a string of big hits in the 90s. Serious, like he was in Pulp Fiction and The Mask, and I mean, many, many other films. He did outstanding work. And so I saw the reel, my jaw dropped. I was like, I have never seen this talented of a person in my life. He had that, and in 30 seconds, yeah, you couldn't forget him. Just a lot of charisma. And so Peter gives the script, reads the script, loves it, and took it upon himself, Susanna, which I will, I'm just forever going to be grateful, to call me and stay on the phone for a little more than 2 hours to tell me and lay out everything that was going to happen to me in my future, in this line of work, what to avoid, what are the pitfalls, here's the red flags. I mean, you name it, he told me everything, and it got to a point where I started seeing all the things that he told me, all the, you know, this and that, whatever he said. Mm-hmm. That now I start teasing him and I call him Nostradamus.
Yeah,
just crazy. I mean, it's like, so the people, I think that it's always what we should strive to work for is the people who've been in the business a long time, because they're the ones who are going to give you the honest reality and the truth and the stuff that you really need to know, because somewhere along the way, it's going to help you.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Definitely. It's been a journey through my career. And I'm so thankful that I have my faith, because, you know, during these hard times, I never thought, you know, there's times when I thought, how did I, could I ever get through this without God?
And you can't. You cannot do it. No way. Never, never, never. Nope. You're not going to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you have to make sure that you take God with you when you decide to do this. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Very important.
You know, I was thinking that this is just something that just came to my mind. I'm trying to think of all the fun projects I got to work on too. And I know some people has asked me, what's your favorite one? But you know, I think the time, the most fun I had and exciting is when I was hosting a music video show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Control track. You know, when you're doing something that you know you're called to do.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
you're in the middle of it, and it's like this natural high. It's like holy.
Oh, absolutely.
High.
Yes. 1,000%.
Because yes. I never thought I would be hosting a music video show, and then I look back to see how God was preparing me for that particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so here. That's another avenue, working in the Christian music industry. So yeah. I did that for 5 years. So that was a fun.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it.
I was interviewing recording artists, going to, you know, yes. Gospel Music Week in Nashville, and that was a lot of fun. It was hard work. I mean, I had to study. I mean, you know, I just read over each bio and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For the interviews, but it was just a fun time, you know, because I was in my element, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And even, you know, we got some awards for that too, you know. Yeah, it was like a Dove Award, Gospel Music Association Award, and
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So
yeah.
I think that was, I was just thinking about that. That was probably the most, you know, one of the most fulfilling times in my life in doing that show.
Mm-hmm.
That was called Control Track. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And so now, do you ever dabble in any writing yourself?
No, I do. You know, I do a lot of journaling.
Really? So like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I've had someone actually mention to me on Facebook, you know, saying, you know, have you considered writing or, you know, he wanted me to write some, maybe a blog or an article or something. And I never thought of myself as that. I go, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think, I mean, it was just, at the time he asked me, I was really overwhelmed. I was kind of like, I didn't even have time to even think about it. But,
wow. But
it's like, wow, that's interesting. He thinks that I might be a good writer. Now, I have written back, I mean, like, sketches, like for, like 2 minute funny, like when I was at church, you know, for church.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but that, I don't know. That was fun to do. I was co-writing it with somebody and for like the singles ministry or whatever, and just do something fun like that. Now I have done that, but to actually write an article or a script or anything like that, I've never really thought about it. But I must say that I do enjoy, you know, working with a writer and collaborating with, you know, with like a story.
Yes.
Yeah. Story. Yeah.
I think writing is great because it gives you, it's similar to acting that you get to be all these different people. You know, I've been like a mobster. I wrote a story about a president. I wrote another one about a priest. Yeah. So I get to live all these different lives, you know. It's great. Mm-hmm. And I think actors kind of experience the same thing. You know, you get that variety. You know, you can be anyone. So as long as you become, you know, part of the cast, hey, it's all yours, you know. You just have to run with it.
Yes. Ezra, do you journal? Did you grow up in journaling? Something like that as a writer?
Occasion. I really don't see myself. It's wonderful when you do it, but I don't.
Okay.
I really don't. I can't say that I'm, you know, having that as a routine habit. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just curious. Yeah. I think it's just a good way for me to get my thoughts down.
Yes.
Pondering.
You know, I'm big on to-do list and, you know, the 3x5 cards, you know, they're kind of like everywhere.
Don't yeah.
Do this, or write this scene.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I do like structure. I need to have
it. Yeah.
Because then I'll forget something. It's like, you know, I write it down. It does help me to stay on task.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. So anyway, what are your plans coming up, I guess, for the near future? Anything you feel like sharing with us?
Well, let's see. Well, this is interesting. Something that just came up. It's it's kind of going back to my musical theater roots. Yeah, I'm not sure yet what's going to transpire, but a director friend that I worked with before in a stage production has asked me to see if I was interested in, performing in a show for 3 weeks in Israel. So it's like, wow, that would be fun. I would love to do that.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so it's interesting because that'd be great to be singing again, and
yes,
and just, it's like, short term. And so it's just something fun to do because even though it's great to have a steady job, I'm going to say on the production side, but it's great to get out and do the creative end.
I think that's like the whole, fun part of this is listen, all across the board, 9 out of 10 people that I've worked with, we are multifaceted. There's nothing, there's always different things that we're able to do and do them well.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, a great talent and we all tend to have it. And I love that. I love that about working with these people because there's nothing they can't do. Yeah, it's great. And then it also kind of inspires you to grow more, learn more, do more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good influence.
I am taking a tap class this summer.
See?
I
think
I'm continuing. Yeah, because I'm going back to dance. I always loved tap, and I did have to do some tap in shows. It's great exercise. Like, okay,
here's a little known fact about me. I also took belly dancing classes. See, this is what I'm saying is like we find very creative ways of, trying different stuff that most people won't. So enjoy it. I think it's going to be, send us the video or something.
Yeah, I know. I'll post something because I did take some video of the class. And so I do need to post something, just something fun, because hey, if I'm going to exercise, I'm going to do it. That's something that's fun.
Absolutely. Sure. Exactly.
Exactly.
So. Well, I do want to say thank you so much, Susanna. This has been great. I had a wonderful time talking to you. I hope that we can do it again sometime soon. And thank you for sharing all of this with our audience. And I want to wish you luck with everything that you have going on. And, of course, you and I are going to stay in touch about some other things. And thanks to everyone for joining us. And we will see you all again next week. Have a great day.
Chase Herbert's here for Crystal Diane Stevens' Crystal Clear Show. Being a Hollywood screenwriter, Crystal Diane has brought her show listeners a juggernaut deal from the man himself, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history. Queen size MyPillow regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king size. MyPillow's patented filled adjust to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com to get queen size MyPillow for only $19.98. Or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code CRYSTAL. CRYSTAL. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillows products, such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillows history. Go to MyPillows.com or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code Crystal. That's CRYSTAL of Mike's special offer on his My Pillows. Thank you, Crystal, and thank you for listening to The Crystal Clear Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. New York time, right here on WWPR 1490 AM and our global listen live link available on all of your internet devices.
Hi, Mama with a Mocktail from enjoymocktails.com here. I'm getting ready for a pool day to cool off from this heat wave. A day by the pool used to include a strong margarita and a nap. But now I'm living, loving, and enjoying a non-alcoholic life. At Enjoy Mocktails, we have the world's largest selection of non-alcoholic spirits, mocktails, and liqueurs with over 30 different options to choose from. Each one tastes like alcohol, minus the hangover. My favorites are zero-proof coconut rum, non-alcoholic Cadillac margarita, and single malt whiskey. With the variety in our collection, I am positive that you too will find some favorites.
Mom!
Time to mom by the pool. Get wise and drink the non-alcoholic way at enjoymocktails.com. Enjoy 10% off your order when you use the promo code Crystal at checkout.
Peaceful Pond Place, making life a little sweeter. Simply go to pppsweets.com and enter in to our world of the sweetest of sweets and the finest of chocolates. Can't make up your mind? Give us a call at 360-584-0548. That's 360-584-0548. Life, Liberty, and Coffee. Liberty Beans Coffee Company. At Liberty Beans Coffee Company, there's an old proverb that we like to live by. It says, never underestimate the importance of being properly caffeinated. Here at Liberty Beans Coffee Company, not only do we believe in freedom and the American way, Jim and Diane invite you to check out their family-owned unlimited selection of delicious and delectable coffee beans that are crafted right here in the good old U.S. of A. Not only is this the richest, most genuine cup of coffee, perhaps after you drink it, you will check out their website at www.libertybeans.com and join by partnering up with Jim and Diane to help you with either you or your favorite group's personally created fundraiser. Liberty Beans Coffee Company. Life, Liberty, and Coffee. Just drink it all in.